Burns, and I'm here with Professor Derek Hill from UCL and Chief Executive of IXICO. We're here, Derek, at number 10, celebrating the 6 months of the Prime Minister's Challenge on Dementia. What have you taken away from today?
Today there was a real buzz. All the people involved in the different champion groups of the Dementia Challenge were talking together, and they were excited about what we've achieved and what we can still do. So a very positive, optimistic meeting that we can do something. And it was great to have the Prime Minister come in and also give a very upbeat talk about what we want to do. And actually, it's our job as the community to try and keep the government to account and make sure they fulfil their promises.
And you've just got a big grant to look at imaging and cognitive testing in people to improve the early diagnosis. Could you just give us a vignette about that, please, Derek?
Yes, so the plan is to take some technology that's actually already widely used in clinical trials, people who enrol in these trials where they're testing new drugs, and to say, let's take that and let's put it into the healthcare setting, and let's put it particularly close to the community so that it can provide the practitioners, GPs or people in hospitals, with information that helps them diagnose and then point people to the right support and treatments and services.
And the aspiration is that'll cut down the length of time that people often have to wait for a diagnosis, is that right?
Absolutely. So we want to shorten the time to diagnosis, shorten the time to people getting the support and the treatment they need. It's very important that people remember there are actually treatments, both drugs and non-drug treatments, that make a difference now if we get them to patients at the right time. And that's why diagnosis matters.
And if people wanted to know more about that project, perhaps even get involved, listen, hear about it, where would be the best way for them to get information?
We've got a project website. It's called www.thebrainhealthcentre.com. That's our project website, and you have email addresses, and there's videos of some of the people involved. You can look at that.
Fantastic. And just for our listeners, that website again is
thebrainhealthcentre.com.
Thebrainhealthcentre.com. That's great, Derek. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Pleasure.